Welcome back to the Joey and Heather Morning Show once again. Pin Gillette is with us this morning. What's up, Pin?
How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Well, good. Good to hear. Good to hear.
Welcome to the show. Well,
thank you.
So I was excited to talk to you. I actually caught an interview that you were doing last week and was listening to it when our producer, Nugget, texted me and said, hey, you want to talk to Pin Gillette? And I was like, yeah, I want to talk to him about his diet and his book. So I'm happy to have you on the show.
Well, thank you.
Well, let's talk about the book. It's called Presto, How I Made Over 100 Pounds Disappear and Other Magical Tales.
It is. And I lost over 100 pounds. You know, I was really sick. I was, although I'm a big guy, I'm 6'7". I was 330-something pounds. You don't tend to weigh yourself the heaviest. And I was in the hospital on Halloween in 2014 with really incredibly stupid high blood pressure. And the doctor said I'm going to put in a stomach sleeve, you know, actually change me with surgery so I couldn't eat as much. And at the same time, I bumped into my buddy that I'd known for years, who's a NASA scientist, Ray Cronise. And he was doing this program on nutrition where he was weight loss. He'd done just a few hundred people. And I asked if he could help me lose the weight, and he said, sure. And I went on this very intensive program to change my whole lifestyle and ended up losing 0.9 pounds a day, almost a pound a day.
Wow.
So I lost all the weight I needed to lose in about 3.5 months and got down to target weight and did that in a very, very intense way. You know, every other time I wanted to lose weight, I always tried to do it, you know, in moderation. And then I realized that not only am I not good at moderation, I don't respect moderation. If someone is good at moderation, I don't like them. You know, nobody brags about walking up a slope. You brag about climbing Everest. So instead of trying to do this with a little smaller piece of pie, a little smaller piece of steak, I did it by changing my whole relationship with food. And I started out by doing 2 weeks of what's called a mono diet, eating the same thing for 2 weeks. And I could have used any whole plant. I could have used corn or beans or rice. But I chose potatoes because, well, they're funny. So for 2 weeks, I ate nothing but potatoes. And I mean whole potatoes, the whole thing and nothing added. No salt, no oil, no French fries, but baked potatoes with the skin, ate the whole thing. And what that does, it changes your relationship with food tremendously because it changes eating food for entertainment because there's no entertainment in potato. It changes eating food socially because no one lands in Vegas and says, hey, Pam, I just got into Vegas. Let's go have a potato. It also resets your taste and your microbiome. I mean, I don't like to use the word addictive, but we become habituated to salt, sugar, and fat. You take that away, and all of a sudden, you can taste other tastes and enjoy other food.
I thought it was really interesting. I heard you talk about how you took a bite of a piece of corn, like not even a crazy buttered, salty piece of corn, but after being deprived of something, that fruits and vegetables regain like a whole new fresh flavor to you.
Yeah, it's amazing. I believe in my life I'd never tasted corn. I'd only tasted butter and salt on corn. And it's a really complex, sweet, wonderful taste on its own. I mean, you really can, in the American diet that we all eat, we get to the point that we're really eating nothing but salty fat and sugar because those tastes are so overpowering. But you take those away, there's wonderful food to eat. I mean, people ask me if I ever get a chance to eat what I want, and what I want is the food I eat. You know, what you eat is all habit. And if you change what you eat, you change your desire. Really pretty great.
So now that you know, once you got to your target weight, like how have you maintained? Like what's been your strategy there?
Well, it's been 17 months that I've been at my target weight. I haven't gained any at all, which is really something. That's rare in a diet.
Yeah, definitely.
I eat no animal products, no refined grains, and extremely low salt, sugar, and oil. And that's the way I eat all the time. Now, every couple of weeks or so, I will do retro eating. I'll do rare and appropriate. My son wants to have a pizza. My daughter wants some ice cream. I'll eat with them. No one gets fat from one meal. And that's not cheating. That's planned in, you know, every couple of weeks. Although I gotta confess that I told myself I would eat like that every 2 weeks exactly. And I just don't desire it. It kind of falls away. I go 3 weeks, sometimes I go a month without breaking the diet. diet because I like the diet so much. The food that I crave now are, you know, fresh blueberries, pea soup, and just great food.
Right, right.
But you still miss peanut butter, don't you?
I do. Well, peanut butter's allowed. You know, peanut butter that isn't full of sugar and salt is allowed. And I eat that and enjoy it very much. But I really don't miss, you know, the foods I used to love, like donuts and pizza. I don't even think about it. There's no craving of it at all. I can go out to a restaurant where it's all around me,
yeah,
and I don't feel even slightly deprived. And I also feel so much better. I mean, I can't remember ever a time in my life that I felt this good. I mean, I must have felt good when I was 18, but I don't remember 18. Yeah.
If you eat nothing but baked potatoes for 2 weeks, does your body still get all of the things that it needs, the protein and the vitamins and all of that? I mean, is that okay?
There's no nutrient you need within 3 weeks. You can eat nothing and be fine for 3 weeks. I mean, the prima ballerina at in the New York Ballet can go 3 weeks without eating. It's really, you can always skip a meal. You can always skip a few days. But potatoes end up having an awful lot of everything in them. They have a lot of protein. They have a lot of vitamins. They have a lot of everything. But you don't have to worry about that. You know, we tend to think that every problem is solved by eating more. You know, we gotta get more vitamins, get more of this. Yes, you know, nutrition is important. But if you eat a lot of different plants all the time, you get absolutely everything you need.
Well, here would be go ahead.
I want to add very quickly that if you take medical advice from a Las Vegas magician, you're an idiot and you deserve to die.
There's your disclaimer.
Hey, here would be my problem. I enjoy a good old American domestic beer from time to time daily. So that would be my big issue.
Well, see, I've never had a drink of alcohol in my life.
Oh,
I have nothing I can say to that because I've never enjoyed a beer, never had a sip of beer. I don't even drink caffeine. I've never had a recreational drug, no marijuana. I'm essentially a Mormon. Except for that, you know, no God thing.
My husband has a fantastic story about meeting you in Vegas one time at a piercing and tattoo convention.
But where else would I be?
Yeah. It's an off-the-air type of story. But.
Yeah, no, maybe not.
I know that story. Yes.
Well, everybody, check out the new book. It's called Presto, How I Made Over 100 Pounds Disappear and Other Magical Tales. It's available right now. And Penn, Gillette, great to have you on the show. You're welcome anytime, buddy.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for talking to us. Bye.
Bye.